Hey everyone, welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne, and I'm looking forward to doing several of these in the coming weeks and months, where we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. I've been doing ministry for many years, and I've been asked many questions over the years, some of which I can answer and some I can't. But I'm going to try to tackle a few questions that we think that maybe we can answer, hopefully with some scriptural, biblical foundation. One question I was asked recently is this: Dwayne, how do you know when it's time to step down or resign from your local church ministry? Well, I've served in many churches and ministries over the years, and I've eventually left as many places as I've served. For me, knowing when it's time to leave usually comes down to one of two things: either restlessness on the inside of me or circumstances around me. God has used both of these as signs to help get my attention when He's preparing me for a change in ministry assignment. Today, I want to talk to you about the first way, that's inner restlessness. And then in our second blog article that follows this, part two, we will talk about circumstances around us. As leaders in the church, we've probably all experienced some restlessness at times. So I want to be clear with something. Feeling restless does not mean that we forfeit our sense of peace. On the contrary, restlessness that negates our peace with God is not the kind of restlessness I'm referring to here. Deep and abiding peace comes from our relationship and fellowship with the Lord. Romans 5, verse 1 tells us, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." That's the New Living Translation. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, the peace of God that passes understanding should guard our hearts and minds at all times. It's the kind of peace that can sustain us even in the midst of our storms. Not until we have assurance of God's peace ruling in our hearts should we even consider any restlessness that we might be feeling. Holy restlessness, if you will, must come from a position of righteous peace that's free of worry and full of faith. Thus, before we can discern God's will for us, we need to check first our own spiritual condition. We must take a cleansing bath of confession from any sins and ill motives we might have. I want to give you a couple reasons for restlessness. We can grow restless in our spirit when we see God being dishonored and injustices happening, or when we sense opportunities to honor God and build His kingdom. In Exodus chapter 2, Moses saw an injustice being done by an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew, and his reaction was to kill the Egyptian. The anger he felt at that moment came from a restlessness inside him. He could not simply sit back and do nothing, and neither should we. While we are to avoid harming anyone physically, obviously, we should not ignore atrocities and injustices that dishonor God and hurt others. In a similar way, we shouldn't ignore or excuse erroneous teaching by a pastor or church leaders, and we certainly shouldn't just fall in line and go against what we believe. I had some disagreements once with the pastor and elders of a church where I was the worship pastor. They had a different philosophy of worship ministry and evangelism than I did. For example, I didn't believe their interpretation of the purpose and focus of worship services was scripturally sound. In a case like that, rather than go against your convictions just to keep your job, I believe it's better to quietly resign, move on, and trust the Lord to open another opportunity for you. We can also grow restless when we see and sense more effective ways that we can help impact God's kingdom. John Piper puts it like this: spiritual leaders have a holy discontentment with the status quo. Leaders have a hankering to change, to move, to reach out, to grow, and to take a group or an institution to new dimensions of ministry. In 2015, the Lord spoke to me in no uncertain terms and told me He wanted to use Next Level Worship to disciple and mentor worship leaders internationally. On a plane ride from South Africa to Atlanta, He gave me some clear instructions about what we were to do. That was a defining moment for me that changed the course of my life and our ministry. I could no longer be content with status quo. God had shown me something more. He created in me a restlessness that exists even now and motivates me every day to serve Him and work toward fulfilling that vision. So what about you? What has the Lord placed in your heart? What has He clearly shown you that He wants you to do? Can you fulfill that calling where you are now? Or do you need to begin preparing for a potential change in your ministry location? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today, and I certainly have enjoyed sharing it with you. Please go to our website at nextlevelworship.com, where you can find this and many other blog articles in written form, as well as podcasts that we have recorded of some of our blog articles. We have many resources there. Many of them are free, and some that you can purchase for a little bit of money. We are doing some exciting conferences here in the United States in the coming months. You can even take my online course and sign up for that. All of that you can find at nextlevelworship.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Send us a question if you have one. Contact us at office@nextlevelworship.com. Thanks so much.